Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 605, five of the most popular side hustles and what to do instead. Part one by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator here. And welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily if you are a regular listener, or welcome for the very first time if you're new here, if you're just discovering us. This is the podcast where I simply read articles to you to help you improve your business life. We find the best blogs and best authors covering entrepreneurship, and then we put it all into audio form for you. And I usually tackle just one post a day, but today's post is a little bit longer than normal, so I'll read the first half right now and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So for now, let's get right to part one as we start optimizing your life. Five of the most popular side hustles and what to do instead. Part one by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. As side hustles become more common and perhaps necessary, let's take a look at some of the most popular options and what you might consider doing instead. This is coming from years of experience in hosting the award-winning Side Hustle Show podcast. And I should note that all the business models listed can work. It's just a matter of finding one that fits your needs and goals. Many popular side hustles are limited by your own time, i.e. trading hours for dollars. And that's fine, but I just want you to get the best return on the time you invest. Before you begin any side hustle, ask yourself what your goals are. Do you want to make an extra $50 a month, $500 a month, $5,000 a month, $50,000 a month? The path you pursue will depend on where you want that path to ultimately lead. So let's get into it. I'll outline some popular side hustles and present some alternatives you might consider. 1. Freelancing. Providing some type of freelance service is a popular side hustle and one that I often recommend for people who need to make extra money quickly. It's seriously a great way to start and something I've done myself too. The limitation with freelancing or consulting, of course, is that you only have so many hours in the day, which puts a natural cap on your earning potential. You may also face the challenge of clients hiring you, your knowledge or expertise, instead of the result you deliver for them. Your expertise is definitely a good selling point, but can be tough to grow out of if you want to expand. What to do instead? If your goal is to build something that grows beyond yourself, consider an agency or matchmaker model from the beginning. What do I mean by that? Instead of freelance writing, consider starting a content writing agency. Instead of doing graphic design, consider starting a design agency. And instead of cleaning houses, consider starting a cleaning company. There are examples in the Side Hustle Show archives of all of these. For instance, Gabe Arnold started Copywriter Today and grew it to $20,000 a month. His strategy? Bring on other people to write the content and focus on getting clients. You don't even need to be an expert in the business you start. Russ Perry, the founder of Design Pickle, a mega popular graphic design service, admitted to me, "I sucked at design." This works even in offline businesses. Chris Schwab built a residential house cleaning business to $60,000 a month in 2 years while never doing any cleaning himself. 2. Taking surveys. Look up any list of ways to make extra money and you're sure to find some online survey options. Heck, I include them as an option too. These are websites and apps like Swagbucks, Survey Junkie, and Inbox Dollars. And while you can definitely make a little money answering surveys and watching videos, I think you'll find the effective hourly rate to be pretty sad. Exception. One survey resource I do really like is Respondent, which matches you up with paid research studies online and in person and often pays $100 an hour or more. What to do instead? Instead of being the person answering the questions, flip the script and become the interviewer. Ask people and business owners what their pains are. What problems and challenges are they facing? How much is that costing them? After you've done your homework, think of what solution you could offer. How could you help them make that pain go away? John Logar is an absolute pro at this and followed this exact method to pre-sell over $120,000 worth of work. It was just from simple conversations and learning about real expensive problems. For more on this, I highly recommend Dane Maxwell's book, Start From Zero. You can even do this in your own life. I call this the what sucks method of coming up with business ideas. It's simple. How it works is you go through your day making mental note of everything that sucks. If it sucks for you, it probably sucks for other people too. Solve that pain and you've got a business idea you can test. 3. Blogging. Now don't get me wrong, I love blogging. The problem is, most people don't go about it the right way. I know because I was that person for my first 5 years as a blogger. While I loved the creative process of it and building the writing habit, I spent countless hours creating content that almost nobody read. Most blogs I see fail as a business because they don't have a clear value proposition. What's in it for me, the reader? A plan to generate traffic. A great revenue model. What to do instead? Instead of a generic personal blog, build a helpful, authoritative resource on one topic. Consider picking up Donald Miller's Building a Story Brand. It's not about blogging specifically, but it will help you think through your customer's journey and how you can help them. When I come to your site, it should be immediately apparent how you can help me and why I should stick around. With each post you write, think of how you'll get people to read it. Will it rank in Google? Will you get traffic from Pinterest? Will you do manual outreach? And what's the goal of the site? Will you monetize with ad revenue, affiliate products, your own products and services? Depending on which you choose, that will dictate your calls to action and how you structure your content. One model of website I've seen shortcut the traffic ramp-up period is what I call the modern comparison shopping site. This is the model exercised by sites like Finn vs. Finn, which grew to $20,000 a month within the first year by writing in-depth product comparison posts. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, 5 of the Most Popular Side Hustles and What to Do Instead by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Nick for letting us share his post today. Nick retired from corporate America at the age of 25 and is now a full-time entrepreneur involved in a variety of projects. He's also the host of the podcast, The Side Hustle Show, which is for part-time entrepreneurs looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. Now, that's a great podcast to check out. It's usually in the top charts of business in Apple Podcasts. And the blog is great, too, of course. You can come by SideHustleNation.com for a lot more and to show your support. Our contributing authors always appreciate that. But that's going to do it for today. I hope you are having a great one, and I will be back here with you tomorrow where we're going to finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.